Heartthrob is a very good show. It does a lot of things well. It develops characters more, and it kind of does some things better than the original series did. And for one, honestly, this show made me laugh a lot more than the original series did. The original series was funny, and it had its comedic moments, and it made me chuckle. And it's not like the original series was lacking humor or anything, but it made me laugh. But this series is way more comedic, and I think more things hit in this show, if that makes sense. Like, I just think that the comedy was better executed in this show, and it made me from stupid things. Like, I really love the scene where Dekamori and Rika are doing like their dance, like they made the dress for Yuta, and they do their little rap thing. And I know it's kind of becoming like an old trope, like the whole rap stuff, and they do raps and say yo a lot, and that's like I guess that's either an old thing that I'm now just catching up on, or it's like a new trend. But I've seen it a lot before, but I really enjoyed it, and it's funny. It's mainly because of the voices of Dekamori and Rika are so good, and this dub is really good too. And honestly, there's only a little, like, little things that I really didn't like about this show. Like, one of them was the, like, you have Dekamori and Nibutani, which are two characters that don't like each other. They're rivals. They're always trying to get at each other. And there's an episode where Dekamori is approached by this fake Mori Summer. She's pretending to be Mori Summer and everything, and she looks very similar to Nibutani, and Dekamori falls for it, whatever, and she's totally, like, worshipping this woman, and Nibutani has to come on in and basically prove to Dekamori that she's the real Mori Summer and everything. She has this, like, Chunin battle with the fake Mori Summer and everything, and it was really cool. I liked it. And I was like, oh, okay, now they're gonna have this new dynamic with Dekamori and Nibutani. But they never really did that. It was just totally, like, the next episode, Dekamori went back to thinking that Nibutani was a fake and didn't like her. And I know, like, maybe it's just an excuse to have more comedy in the show. And, I mean, their whole dynamic is entertaining and it's fun, but it would have been kind of interesting to see something different, because you saw it before, and maybe that's why they didn't do it. Because in before this, you had an episode where Dekamori is, like, convinced that Nibutani is the real Mori Summer, and she is the real Mori Summer, but she, like, oh, you're the real one, all that stuff, I can't remember why, but she's like, she starts worshiping Nibutani and everything, like, does everything she asked for her and all that stuff. And it was kind of like interesting, but it wasn't really, like, entertaining and funny. It's what it was, but, like, I would have liked them to maybe do that a little more, or at least have some continuity where Dekamori just doesn't go automatically back to hating Nibutani. And another thing that's small for continuity, there's something that kind of bothered me, was when Dekamori came, she went from being, like, accepting that, like, what she is doing is not real and everything, to basically just returning to her Chunin mode and everything. Like, she's like, oh, Dekamori's back, and she did that, and it was a better decision to have her go back to Chunin mode, because it would have been way more entertaining, because she's a big reason why the show for me is super entertaining. But it was just didn't really make any sense. But I mean, that's really it from that. From a negative standpoint, it's little, very it. I mean, that's kind of it. You have those things. And the I can't really decide if I like the love thing with Rika and Yuta. Because it in one hand, it's kind of unique, but in the other hand, is that it felt kind of generic or whatever. It's a love story. and why the characters, and it worked, it's working kind of like, I'm starting to lean towards I liked it and it worked because the characters are so lovable and they're enjoyable to watch, so that maybe that's why it worked, because their whole dynamic is they're not afraid to be themselves around each other, and even like in public they're not, I mean Rika has never been ashamed to be herself, and kind of the whole thing was Yuta slowly being comfortable with his past, and it worked and I liked it, and it was just, but it's part of me to really kind of, I don't know how I feel about it, but I mean it was cute, that's it. I mean it's cute, and if that was the goal for the whole story to be cute, that it worked. Another thing I like a lot is the fact that Ishiki, I think that's his name, is basically done. He's not in the show that much. He's probably in the show for a total of 6 minutes, and maybe that's me being generous. He's not in the show that much. He does some little gags. The characters don't know who he is. They're like, oh, who's this guy? Who's this stranger? And everything. And it's a positive for me because I really didn't like Ishiki. He basically felt like an afterthought in the original series. He was kind of there. He had a crush on Nibutani. He had a crush on basically every girl he came into contact with that gave him the time of day. And like he had a crush on Kumin. And that, I mean, that was okay. Nothing happened with that. It just went from he had a crush on her and then nothing came of it. And nothing did happen. And speaking of Kumin, Kumin is actually a really well, I don't know if well-written character, but she makes sense in the whole dynamic of the show because one, she's very down to earth. She's a counterbalance kind of, because you have all these big personalities like Nibutani, Dekamori, and Rika, and they're balanced out by Kumin, who's just basically, she naps all the time. She's very down to earth, like I said. She understands the girls, but she doesn't participate in it that much. And it's just nice to have like a down to earth character to counterbalance those big personalities. And another thing is that Kumin is, if not the best girl, he's second. I like Dekamori a lot, but because she's entertaining and she's just funny. But the person that's definitely not the best is Toka, for the sole purpose that she hit Kumin in the head with a spoon, and she showed no remorse whatsoever at all. And it just made me mad. Just horrible. She's a horrible person. And I don't care how much they try to make you like her with her body and all that. But it just doesn't work on me. Just a bad seed. And don't like her that much. Plus, she's just mean. She's just mean in general. She means no harm or whatever. And she wishes the best for Rika and everyone, but no, she's just that crossed the line, hitting Kumin in the head with a spoon. But some other things we have, there's a little thing I noticed that Kuzaha Togashi, which is Yuta's sister, she is voiced by Monica Rial, who is the same voice actor for Tomoko Kuroki, Tomoko Kuroki, they're the same voice actor. I totally messed that up. They're the same voice actress and in the show Watamote. I'm sorry if that made no sense, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. Kuzaha is voiced by Monica, who voiced Tomoko, who is in Watamote, a show I really like a lot. I'm sorry if that was hard to understand, but really good. Another thing is I like the battle scenes. The battle scenes in the OP that were, and part of me is saying that the OP for this show is better, and it kind of fits Rika's whole, what she's seeing in her mind and everything, and it works really good, and it contrasts with the actual slice of life nature of the show, and the song's really good. I like the song a lot, and the battle scenes themselves are animated really good. They're drawn very, very well. I like them a lot. And where there's another thing. There's another thing that I noticed is, what is happening? This is a small thing. What is happening in the real world during those battle sequences? Like, they go in their mind and we get to see them. Like, the viewer gets to watch the battles that are happening basically in their imagination. But what does everybody else see? I mean, I guess it just doesn't. It was just kind of a weird thing, a weird nitpick. Like, what is everybody that's surrounding them? Like, there's a part at the beach where they're in public and they're doing it, and it doesn't really. I'm like, what are these people watching? Are they watching two girls yell at each other, yell things at each other for like 10 minutes? Is that what it is? But that was a really, really good thing. And there is another scene which I really like. It kind of caught me by surprise. It was the scene where Rika tells Yuta that she loves him. And it was like a surprise thing. Like, he didn't say it back at first. But it was really like a surprise. Like, the way the scene was going, I didn't think that was going to be said. And I liked it a lot. It just worked. And it was very, very well done. And what's another thing? I like the arc for Nibutani when she goes from basically not wanting to accept how she was before to helping Dekamori, who is her biggest rival. Which is good. I like it. But and the animation is the same. There's nothing really different. But yeah, this show is really good. I mean, show's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And it's really easy to watch. Like most of the shows I watch, it's only 12 episodes. And you can sit down and watch it in one sitting. Maybe two sittings if you need to. It's a very good show. If you haven't seen it, I mean, I'm saying watch the whole series. There's a movie that's about an hour and a half long that tells the entire story of the original series from Rika's point of view, and watch that too. It's really good. But if I had to rate this show, I'd give it an 8.6 out of 10. And again, if I have to remind everybody what my number one for this show is, it's Toradora. I'm not going to say that. Nothing was going to beat that. I've yet to find a show that I enjoy as much as that one. But the show is very good. It's easy to watch, and you should watch it. And that's all I have for today, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.